From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And to Istanbul now, where thousands of people turned out for a joint funeral. They were mourning eight Turkish activists killed by Israeli commandos during a naval raid on Monday. In a moment, we'll hear more details about some of those killed. But first, NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Istanbul.
Huge crowds began streaming towards Istanbul's Fatah Mosque early today. Inside lay eight coffins draped in Turkish and Palestinian flags, carrying the remains of pro-Palestinian activists killed on Monday. The youngest, an American of Turkish descent, was just 19 years old. The oldest buried in the joint ceremony was 60. A ninth Turkish victim will be buried Friday. A local television station reported that all the victims died from gunshot wounds. The crowd held banners calling Israelis murderers and war criminals. Among those attending were survivors of the deadly clash between Israeli commandos and activists trying to deliver humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. One of their spokesmen said the flotilla was just trying to get aid to the Palestinians. But Turkish analyst Ercan Çetlioğlu with the International Security Center at Başakşehir University says there are suspicions that some provocateurs were among the passengers on the Turkish boat and that he expected there would be trouble.
When I saw their flags, they are waving the green flags, the jihadist flags, I'm not surprised.
Still, Çetlioğlu says Israel's response was both unacceptable and deplorable, a sentiment that ripples throughout the country. President Abdullah Gül told the funeral crowd that Turkey will never forget the attack on its ships and that its relationship with Israel will never be the same again. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Istanbul.